serious. I was like, man, will you relax?
Awesome. Merv, give me a quick audio check.
Okay, please. testing 1, 2. Mic test, testing 1, 2. I know that's the worst mic test to give. They really want you to say something that's more appropriate of what you're going to say when you actually talk, but there I go.
There we go. We're
set. Let me get these off the thing just in case I need them. All right. Does that mean you're ready?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my cheeks to be rosy.
There you go. Relax it out. Woosah.
Woosah.
Woosah. Ah. All right. You guys all set? Okay. Mm-hmm. Alex C., good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Murr.
By the time this airs, we know that little clock on your website will have been ticking, 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 and it will hit zero.
Yes, it will.
What has it been like, and how long has that clock been ticking to make all this happen?
Oh, man, this clock's been ticking my whole life in some ways, Merv. More specifically, probably the last decade, as we started thinking about putting together a project team, a campaign team. We had to slow things down because of COVID. So we started fundraising in 2021.
Wow.
So it's been a 5 years plus countdown in terms of seriously being able to see the finish line.
Yeah, and I hate to do the old, what does it feel like, you know, that reporters tend to do, but what does it feel like, Alex, after all this?
It feels like a dream that's come true. It's one of those things that's been in the back of my mind for probably most of my life. It's why I chose to stay in Madison, because I had my sights on doing something in South Madison where we grew up, where we spent time. In a community that's given so much to me. But to be here and to realize that I stand on the shoulders of so many people who rub my head and pinch my cheeks and said, you're going to do something, young man, you know, keep going to school, you know, give back to the community, you know, keep your faith, to stand on their shoulders and to realize that they saw something in me and they encouraged me to stay here and make the community better if I could. And so I feel really honored to be chosen to do this and pull our community together the way I've been able to.
Yeah, and as I was looking at your website, I saw a line there. It says, this is going to be a sanctuary for healing, a catalyst for growth, where we bring Black culture, creativity, leadership, research, innovation, all under the same roof.
That's right.
How the heck do we do that, Alex?
Oh, with lots of partners and lots of thought. You know, when we talk about health and health disparities with African Americans, typically the assumption is many of us don't have health care. We don't take advantage of the health care that we want. But research through schools of medicine and public policy are showing that many of our degenerative diseases are stress related. And so I can pick up a magazine and read 15 different ways you and I die more readily than our white counterparts. But what you don't read is how do you mitigate that?
Mm.
So if stress is the culprit, what do we do to reduce it? And so in our community, historically, it's dance, it's swag, it's food, it's hanging out, it's playing the dozens, it's intergenerational programming, it's checkers, it's watching TV, it's watching old 70s movies, but it's spending time together where we don't have to code switch or feel that we have to be someone other than who we really are. And so the role here is to use all of those things that you have said to reduce the stress. But the benefit of this, my great desire is that Black people live longer and healthier lives. Mm. I haven't raise all this money so Black people can have fancy places to have dances.
And when you say all this money, people should know 31 million probably
plus. Oh, 32, sir. 32 million.
I don't want to cut you short.
Who's counting?
At this point, right?
You're right. For a debt-free facility. For a completely debt-free facility.
I'd love for you to paint a quick picture, Alex, of just like what really is going to go on here. I mean, yeah, we talked about you know the kind of a mission statement kind of thing there, but like paint a picture for us.
Sure. Well, some of the like we're sitting right here in our senior space, so this is one of the programs that's ready to go, because so many of our seniors, once they've retired, they just seem to disappear. We don't see them anymore. So we want them to come out and have a place to hang out, right next door to our children's library, where they can help young readers. We have a program that's for entrepreneurs, innovators, and folks that are ready to start their own businesses. We're going to work on leadership development, business strategy development, helping to raise money to launch those businesses, and then helping to introduce those people into our social network so that you don't have a business that's ready to go and no place to carry it out. We have two films that'll be showing real soon in our theater. We're doing a couple of weddings here, graduation parties. But the special thing that I want people to know, Merv, is that we're only designing about 25 to 30% of the programs here.
Mm.
because we want the community to come in and say, you know what we need? Like someone came in here the other day who's newer to their job, and they said, we need an NABJ, like National Association of Black Journalists. There's one in Milwaukee there. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
I am.
But because there's a space to host it, someone said, we got to do a Madison version. That's the beauty of this space. Like, that's not my job to do that. A journalist came in here and said that. Others have come in and said, you know, we need a doula program. Can we do that here? We need self-defense programs for black women and moms. Can we do that here? So for me, the beauty, the program, is when we have space to come in together and say, let's create an association, or let's do something to bring all the Greek organizations together, the sororities and the fraternities together, so that we can create a regional office of working together. The beauty of this is I built it, I've worked to fund it, but the community is going to help to fill it.
Yeah, and we thank you for that, Alex, and there's a lot more to talk about, so this will be continued, and we appreciate you,
appreciate you
for joining us on here now.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
So sorry. Yeah.
I forgot not to turn around when I heard that.
No. Well, we can do that last little part over and then close it out just like within a minute. Is that okay?
I think we probably should.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That makes me think, do the rest of you guys have your phones like on silent mode?
I do.
Mine is.
Well, mine is supposed to be.
Well, the alarm probably, it probably is, but the alarm is still going to go off.
Yeah, right.
I know what I'll do, Alex. I'll just...
I like that answer. Well, you can still catch some of that answer.
What was the question? I forgot.
What's going to go in here? But I think that part about how the community is going to do it, those examples, if we can use any of that before we get to that. That's really helpful for me.
Should I just ask that question over again?
What do you all think?
I think so, just to keep it capsulized.
It's okay if
we're trying to hit that 5 minute mark.
Sure.
It's not life or death if we go 5:15, 5:30 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But so maybe what I'll do is I'll just say I've got time for one more. I'd love for you to paint a picture of kind of what goes on here.
Sure.
I'll do it that way.
Sure.
Okay. You guys set?
Yep.
Okay.
Still rolling.
Alex, we've got time for one more. We've got time for one more question. I just want you to paint a broad picture kind of what really is going to go on here.
Initially, we're going to have strong...
Let me do that over. I didn't like the way I said that.
Yeah, okay,
see, this, right. When I have to think about it, it gets all funky for me. All right, I've got time for...
Don't even start it that way. Just start the question.
Well, I have to start that way. I'm sorry.
So paint us the picture.
I'm getting there, Cynthia. Okay. Just give me a second to get there, and I'll promise.
You got this.
I think I can do it.
You better.
Yeah, right. In the next 2 minutes. So we use all those words to describe what goes on here, but I want you to, if you can, just paint a real clear picture of kind of how you see what's going to happen here.
A number of things will take place right away. The intergenerational programming is very important. We're sitting here in senior space right now. And we purposely put this room right next door to the children's library so that we can have that grandparent and grandchild kind of interaction. We have space that's about to launch training for innovators and for entrepreneurs with leadership training, funding training, actually plugging them into funding sources to launch their businesses. We have legal services provided to help them to structure their businesses. And then performances, we have two theaters. And so we have a couple of film debuts that are gonna be showing there, plus lots of events that community organizations wanna have, like weddings and retirement gatherings. I think the special part of this space is that we're only designing about 25% of it ourselves, programming ourselves. The rest of the community is gonna come in and say, you know what, we need a karaoke night, or we need a line dancing night, or we need, I'm going to show my age by saying Star Search, but, America's Got Talent. So there are so many things that we can do out of here that center around performance, lectures, comedians, meals together. But the beauty is that we've designed a small part of it, but the community gets to determine what this looks like when it's finished. I didn't like the way I answered that question. And I know I shouldn't have done that.
So now we're all into ourselves now. This could take days at this point. You want to start it? You want to do it?
I do. I'm just wondering how much of the one can we keep? I wonder if we can, because it seemed like that was an easy flow. But I can do it again.
What happened? The only thing is the phone rang, and then you turned around. Can it be salvaged?
No. I shouldn't have turned.
We'll blame you.
Yeah, don't blame me. I can do a succinct.
I wonder if there's a way.
We can do some flash edits, right?
I wonder if there's just a way to close it out and take that answer, and then I just say, thanks for joining us.
That's a question that a lot of people are wondering, so that's why I'm trying to answer it succinctly.
Do you think we need to do it over? Sorry.
I think between the two of them, we can definitely make this work.
Okay.
Mike doesn't trust
this. The first one was good.
Because it's natural, yeah. No thinking involved.
Right.
So then maybe I just close it out.
Sure.
And we'll figure out a way to get it what we need to get.
And if we have to use it and we hear the ringing in the background.
It's okay, too.
I've got two cameras. I can cut to Merv.
I like that.
You know.
And you'll cut out the part where I looked around.
Yeah.
I need to make sure it wasn't my phone.
What's going on in there?
I know, that was just a reaction.
No, I'm not.
I know, because I thought that was the countdown, so.
No.
And it's no problem. I just turned around because I was being nosy. But if you think we can really work that out, if you're not comfortable with that, though, I'll do it again. No, I'm leaning to you.
I personally think we can. I think we can put a white flash in there. We just need the closer from Merv.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. So now it's back on me.
Now it's back on you. Right. You're the quintessential professional. Yeah, all right.
Alex Chia, we appreciate you joining us for this. Wait, I don't like that either.
Thank you, Johnny.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
All right, Alex, a lot.
I won't make any faces at you.
Please don't. And Cynthia, leave me alone. I can feel it. You're doing your thing over there.
No.
She's terrible. Yes, sir.
All right, Dr. Alex Chia, we'll have to leave it there. This conversation will be continued because there's so much more we can talk. That's way too much. Sorry. All right, I got it.
You can say bye.
Bye. You know, Baron, it wasn't that funny. It wasn't that funny.
I thought it was.
Everybody's turning on me.
No, worries. We got you, buddy. We got you. You want to ask me if there's anything else I want
to
say?
No.
PBS bloopers.
You ready?
I am.
Because you weren't looking at me like you were ready. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Alex, we'll have to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
And the full dismount. All right, then we can do this other one.